Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into kingdom pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
I am so excited on this Kingdom Pursuits this morning, and we have two amazing, just amazing folks that we get to hear how God takes their passion and uses it to build the kingdom. First off, we have my friend Rob Hilmer, who is with the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. And Rob, we're going to talk about your other things that people may not know about on the rescue mission front today here in Winston-Salem, the medical clinic and the thrift store.
We have a thrift store and a medical clinic and a clothing closet and the volunteers, and we serve meals to the homeless. So we have a lot to talk about.
There you go. And also, first time ever on the show, we have Grace Gale. And Grace is an author, speaker. She has a couple of books, but she speaks on healing our brokenness. And honestly, it seems like God has comforted you. So now you're using that to comfort others, right, Grace? I guess it would help if I clicked a button so Grace could hear. Grace.
Yes.
So God kind of comforted you through some things so that now you're able to do that through your ministry.
Yes. I take my experience and I pass it along to anyone who will listen.
All right. And so you can imagine that this being Kingdom Pursuits, we're going to speaking of healing and broken. That's kind of what you work in, right?
Yes, it is. And the thing that I'm passionate about is seeing people heal from emotional wounds so they can let go of their past and pursue their future, because God has a plan for everyone's life.
There you go. So speaking of healing and broken, Grace told me that wounds heal better if they're covered. Rob knows what's going on here. This is an example of gauze and effect. And a veterinarian knows how to make a dog heal. Really, if you think about that, it's so true.
Yep.
And moving on to broken, every oven in the restaurant was broken, so the patrons got a raw deal. That's just hard to take it. And if you write with a broken pencil, well, it's pointless. I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know if you've kept cats, but our cat is finally housebroken. Literally. It'll come to you. Anyway, you knew at the end of all those shenanigans, I would actually have a riddle. And here's my riddle today, which if you listen to last show, you should be able to nail this one. It's pretty easy. This biblical brother had the gift of grab. That is his brother's heel, which was this particular patriarch's brokenness. This biblical brother had the gift of grab. That is his brother's heel, which was this particular patriarch's brokenness. If you can answer that riddle, fill in the blank, so to speak, 866, the gift of grab. I kind of like that. 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. We would love to have you. And if you call in, Jasper, tell them what they'll win.
They'll win a book from the Kingdom Pursuits Prize Vault.
There you go. And we have quite a selection from all the wonderful authors that we've had on over the years. So you call now at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. This biblical brother had the gift of grab. That is his brother's heel, which was this patriarch's brokenness. 866-348-7884. Moving on. Well, so from what I understand, Grace, you were working at a ministry in Orlando, sort of a housing complex. What happened?
Well, actually, it was Ontario, Canada. That's where I am, is in Canada.
Oh, I'm sorry. That shows how much I know. Ontario.
Okay.
You are in Canada. That's right.
As long as I know where I live, that's important.
We're in an international show today. I've forgotten that. That's right.
Yes. So I was working in an Ontario housing complex. And I started burning out, and I was exhausted, and then I lost my father, my brother, and I plummeted into severe depression. And so then I had to dig myself out, and the journey that God brought me through is what I wrote in my book to help others walk through that same journey and to meet their future.
So you lost, so you're kind of burnt out in this ministry, and you lost your father and your brother? Was it in a related situation, or are they just...
No, they both had cancer, and they passed away a few months apart from each other.
Wow. What kind of cancer?
They were both lung cancer, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah, which is really hard to watch somebody pass away from. And so you lost your father, you lost your brother, and...
Yes.
So
and
were you married at the time?
Yes, I had 3 young children.
Oh, wow.
So that complicated it a little bit as well.
So can you take us back to that place, kind of, and share what happened?
Well, it was almost like I was having bits of depression, and then all of a sudden the bottom dropped out. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I was just so depressed. I was normally a person that didn't show much emotion, but emotion just started pouring on me everywhere. Like, I didn't just cry a few tears, I sobbed. And I didn't get just a little ticked off, I became in a rage. It was just that my emotions were totally out of control. And as we started tracing it back, we realized I had some emotional wounds from my childhood that hadn't been dealt with. And so I had to walk through all those old memories with a counselor and with the Lord. And God gave me over 300 verses that helped me heal as I just pursued Scripture and put my name in Scripture and personalized everything I read. God slowly healed my memory.
Wow, as I think about that, and Rob, I bet you can relate to this too. I can remember after my mother passed away, I would just find myself crying uncontrollably, like, where did that come from? And I had no idea. And often it was exactly as you described, Gail. God was trying to get at something that was down in there that he knew needed some healing.
That's
And Rob, I know you've been through quite a bit yourself before you joined the staff at the Rescue Mission. Can you relate to that a little bit?
Absolutely. I mean, everything I went through, my whole downfall sort of started when my father passed away. And my father and I were real close, and he passed away, and then I just sort of started tumbling, spiraling.
Did you have that same emotional kind of place where, oh my goodness, you just found yourself and you...
Yeah. I just, when he passed, he was my best friend. And
really?
When he passed, it was just very difficult to deal with.
How old were you when that happened?
38. So it's been a few years, but yeah.
And as I recall, you had a really good job at the time.
Yeah, I did. I had a great job. Work-wise, everything went fine, but I was just dealing with that emotional part of my father being gone, because as I grew up, I was in the same business as my father, and we'd have lunch together 3 times a week, and we were always hanging out together. So, and all of a sudden he was gone, and I could share ideas with him, and he was quick. I mean, all of a sudden he was gone, and so that was hard, and it still is. I still miss him to this day, so.
Yeah, and so, well, the good news is we got all these Riddlers, so we're going to get, obviously, we have an entire show to get into. To Grace's story and into Rob's story, of course, we got the Rescue Mission. But we got Vicky's in Charlotte, and she knows about this young man who had the gift of gab. Vicky, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning. Of course, everybody knows his name is Jacob.
Great guess. You're exactly right, Vicky. And, you know, that ended up being sort of his lifestyle of grabbing his brother's heel there for a number of years, right? A whole hairy arm treatment and everything.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, you just talked about it too on the
Christian Car Guy Show. So, see, I'm helping my listeners that listen to all my stuff come through. Well, thank you for calling. You're a winner. Vicky,
you're welcome.
Have Don is in Wake Forest. We got so much more coming up with Gail and Rob Hilmer with the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. And Gail, she is the author and speaker up there in Canada. So her website and all is at kingdompursuits.com, as well as links to the Rescue Mission, their medical clinic and thrift store. We got so much more coming up. Stay tuned. back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We are so blessed today to have with us Rob Hilmer, who's with the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. Today, we want to talk about their medical clinic and their thrift store, and we have Grace Gale from Ontario. As Rob pointed out, I said Florida, Ontario. I was in the same ballpark, right, Rob?
North America.
And she is a wonderful author and speaker on healing our brokenness. Is, you know, it's amazing to me how it says in 1 Corinthians that may the God of all comfort comfort you with the comfort that he wants to comfort others with, right? And so, you know, God has given her this, and now she's sharing. And similarly, Rob is a graduate of the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission. You know, how wonderful is that? You go into this place of really broken.
Yeah.
And God uses that. As my friend, and I think you both can relate to this, Bob Young, my Christian junkyard guy, he once said, what I thought made me disqualified made me uniquely qualified.
Yeah. And that's true.
And so I read something interesting that at your website, it says that you poured out those emotions when we were talking about that grief earlier. And I'm thinking about my own grief at the loss of my mother. You poured out those emotions to God. And can you tell us, was that in prayer? How exactly did that happen?
Well, some of the questions I asked God was, God, who are you? God, if you love me, show me. And God, why did you let this happen to me? And all this emotion just kept coming out. And I talked to God all day long. And so I would just keep pouring this out. And the anger also, I would let him see my anger, along with my brokenness, my sadness. And I would journal, I pour out my emotions that way. It was just a constant interaction with God and him speaking back to me. And often it was through scripture.
And so when you wrote the book, again, take us back to that. What's the name of the book?
Okay, originally the book was From Victim to Victor, and that came out in 2012. And then last year it was broken into 9 books called Healing Emotional Wounds, with more material added and a workbook at the back of each one so people can work through their issues themselves. So through that book is actually letting a person take a look into my head as I'm going through my healing journey. And my journaling, pouring out my heart, what I was really thinking, and how God answered me and the scriptures he gave me and how that came about changing me. And putting my name right in the verses just made such a powerful impact on my healing journey.
And so it's interesting that at this point where it would appear, you know, God has taken something terribly evil, the loss of your father and your brother, and use that as an instrument to illuminate things that were in your own life where you kind of needed to reorder them. And
yeah.
And so when do you have a chance? I understand you're a speaker as well. Where do you speak?
I speak around Ontario at this point. I'm hoping to go further abroad. But I speak mostly in churches. I speak on various aspects of the healing journey. Sometimes I'll speak on a Bible character and draw in their own brokenness and how it applied to mine.
What's your favorite?
My favorite.
Favorite Bible character, the broken rascal that he was.
I think one of them is the Samaritan woman at the well.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Because she was so broken that the rest of the community wouldn't even talk to her. That's why she came to the well at noon when all the other women came early in the morning. And Jesus met her where she was at.
Yeah, he really, really did. And I'm wondering, Rob, in your own story, did you get isolated like that where you didn't feel like you really had any place to go?
Oh, absolutely. I got isolated in alcohol we were talking off the air a little bit about my family. I don't speak much to my family because they just had nothing to do with me after a while. So, yeah, absolutely. I felt all alone at one point. I couldn't talk to anybody, and I didn't have anybody to talk to. So I turned to some other things, which I shouldn't have done. But at the end, when I was at that lowest point in my life, God was still there. Mm-hmm. He never abandoned me, and you know, now it's just praise Him every day.
And so, you know, in my own life, I think Rob and we share a similar name. That those things which really, really, really hurt, when you pour that out to God, He puts you in a place you never could have been in if you hadn't found yourself there.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I if you'd have known me 2 years ago, I can't even tell you. I mean, I had my wildest dreams where I think did I think I'd be where I'm at now? That was not I thought I'd be dead. So.
All right, and now you're on this adventure with the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission here in Winston-Salem.
Yep, having fun.
Not just having fun, but you have a kingdom purpose. You know, you're actually
that's what I meant.
Reaching out to men that you see God's doing the same work in their life.
Yep, absolutely. I see a lot of them. Just a couple other guys just graduated from, got their GEDs from Forsyth Tech, and now three of them are in college. And it's incredible to see these guys come in completely broken, myself included, and see where they've gone and what they've done and over a year and a half, 2 years, and it's amazing. Amazing what God can do for you.
Yeah, one of those guys we both know well is Dennis Breeden,
mm-hmm.
who is on the masculine journey with us, but he's also a full-time employee now at WBFGA.
Right.
And he's doing an afternoon show, and if you could have seen him 4 years ago, he was at that place that you were talking about, Gail, where we literally could not get him out of the house. We would call, say, Dennis, come to this, and isolation is kind of where Satan would really like to get you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He can do his best work in isolation.
Yeah, he does.
But you haven't got anyone else to encourage you.
But interestingly, there you were. I'm still take myself back there with the three small children. And how old are they now?
They are 39, 36, and 31.
Wow.
So it's been a few years since I went through that process, but God put a desire in my heart while I was going through this whole healing journey to write a book and write my story so that others could heal. But it took me 16 years before it actually came out because I was working and raising children. And before I really had the time to sit down and write it, I was an empty nester. But if I had written it when I first went through it, it would have been more about my journey. But since God has continued to work in my life and continued to mature me, it's become more of God's story and what He can do in people's lives that are broken.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that number one, I'm just thrilled to death. And one of the reasons I love doing this show is I'm hoping people listening, they felt this call, like God wants me to write a book, or God wants me to do a movie, or God wants me to help out of the rescue mission or teach windsurfing or whatever. You feel this call in your life to do something, but you yielded at the point in time where you felt like it was His time. And now He's taking you on this amazing adventure. Do you ever think you'd be on the radio in North Carolina?
No, I didn't. Actually, I would have panicked at it back then, I think.
I panic at it now.
Because you never know what we're going to say, right?
No, when God called me to do radio, which is, what happened in my life, I was terrified the public speaking is not anything that, is all that easy for a lot of people, including me.
Me too.
No, I don't think it's easy for most people.
And so there you are. But once, I've watched this over the years that, I have people on my show regularly. I've never been on the radio before, never even dreamed of ever being on the radio before. And they're very, 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 very nervous. And you may wonder, Robbie, why do you always start out with these crazy jokes that drive your wife crazy? Which really does, and my kids even more so. They're totally embarrassed. And the reason I feel God put that out there was to relax everybody, to say, we're going to have fun. And then I watch them as they begin to share what God's done in their life. They go from terrified. As soon as the Holy Spirit shows up, they pour it out. It just comes right on out. Once, because God's put the words in your mouth, so to speak.
He does that, doesn't he?
He really, really does. And it's interesting, Rob, you've been in advertising most of your life.
Yep.
But yet, the public speaking part of it was nothing that...
Well, I've done a lot of public speaking. I just was never comfortable with it. And the first time, a couple weeks ago, when I came on the radio, I have to say you made me feel very comfortable. So this time around, I was like, yeah, no problem.
And I'm glad because, you know, we're so excited about what God's doing through the Rescue Mission and meeting people there in so many different ways. And one of the ways that you guys do that is through this medical clinic, right? It's not just guys that are coming off the street that are homeless.
Right. Well, you know, we have the guy part of it where we do the recovery programs, but then we also have our community service programs too, which we offer a free medical dental clinic. And that is 2 times a week, and it's free for anybody who wants to come to it. Just can't have insurance. And we have gracious doctors that come in and volunteer their time 3 or 4 hours a day. And so we offer that. And last year we served over 1,700 people at that. We also have a clothing closet. If you're homeless or if you need clothing, or if you have a family that needs clothing, you can come down to our clothing closet and get free clothes.
Yeah, we got more.
Okay.
And there's so much more coming your way from the Rescue Mission. And from Grace, which I love your name, Grace. It fits so well with your personality and your heart. When we come back, we're going to hear more of Grace's story and more from the West Salem Rescue Mission. Stay tuned. So much more Kingdom Pursuits coming up. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Today, we are so blessed to have with us Grace Gale. She's an author and speaker, has a couple of books out and many more coming, one called The Making of Grace and another Healing Emotional Wounds, and she's talking about all those different things. And we have Rob Hilmer, who's here with the Winston-Salem Rescue Mission, and talking about some of the other projects that you may have not heard about before. So we've talked about it before, that you have something that you are thinking about giving to Goodwill. You know, they have a thrift store that, or, you know, there's a dock down there. My wife and I bring, whenever we have anything, clothes or anything like that, we take it there, because they don't just have that situation there for the homeless people that come in and come through their two programs that we've talked about many times on the show. The Life Builders program and is Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
But they have, just like you described, a clothes closet and a food pantry and the medical thing. But tell them about this food pantry. I mean, this is cool. People are going to actually come in with a grocery cart and pick out what they want.
Yeah, what we do is, it's called Client Choice Food Pantry. And you come in and you register. And then we take you into another area.
Who would qualify for that?
Anybody, you can come once, every 60 days, and all you need is identification, and you can qualify. And if you have a child, you have to have identification for the child too. And then we give you a grocery cart. And
so let me get this straight. Anybody that needs food.
Right.
All you have to do is show up with your ID.
Yep.
Once in 60 days, and you get a grocery cart, and off you go.
Yep, off you go, and you go into our other food pantry, and instead of a lot of food pantries, you go to, and you receive a bag of food. Okay, here you take your grocery cart, you go up and down aisles, you pick out what you want. We have meats, we have milk, we have all that stuff, and you pick out what you want, and you get 2 boxes, and you fill them full, and then you go on your way. Last year, we served over 2,800 people.
54,000 meals.
54,000 meals. In fact, the exact number is 54,354.
And the beauty of that for me, like the Jesus Labor Love, which we do through the Christian Car Guys show, that when people are getting this food, or they're getting the medical attention, or they're getting the clothes from the clothes closet, it's coming in the name of Jesus, and they know that he's the one that's meeting the need ultimately.
Absolutely.
You know, not Goodwill or...
Right. No, absolutely.
Or some other charity, or even the Harvest Food Bank or something. I mean, this comes specifically with a message.
Absolutely, it comes with a message. You know, and the unique part is we have a lot of partners, and we not only we receive so much food from our partners that donate to us that we furnish numerous other food pantries in the city. We also hand out free lunches and free dinners every day to the homeless. Anybody come walk up to a window, just sign a piece of paper, and you'll get a lunch or a dinner. And that.
So I'm wondering if everybody's understanding this. Now, you see those people out there on the corner, and we've talked about it many, many times.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally tell them, look, if you'll go to the rescue mission, you know, they will give you a meal right this minute.
Yep. Yep. We'll give you a couple sandwiches and an apple or an orange and a bottle of water and a couple cookies, and you can take it on your way.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is absolutely there for the community. You know, what a resource.
Well, you know, this is America. Nobody should go hungry in this country. Nobody should go hungry. And so we offer that because we are blessed by our donors who donate this stuff to us, and we continue doing it. It's just a blessing for us, and I think it's a blessing for the homeless and the community.
Right, and which is a picture of Grace.
Do you like that? Hi, Grace, you still there?
Well, you know, it really is that, you know, Jesus is full of grace and truth. And I don't know that I can ever really plumb the depths of that completely, but that word grace means so much in my own life, Grace, as I think that, you know, his favor of me is beyond my understanding, beyond my belief, and people feel favor when they're getting food or when they're getting clothes. But in your case, they're getting healing.
Yes, they are. And I've seen, well, so many stories. We worked with a young prostitute with two young daughters, and she gave her life to the Lord, and she started broadcasting Christian music all over the area, put it in her window. She took the red light out of her window, and she put her ghetto blaster there instead, and she started broadcasting Christian music.
Really?
It just filled the whole area. And we just saw her transformed, walking with the Lord. It was just incredible.
That is. That's wonderful.
And to get to see the fruit of your ministry is really a huge blessing. So the book that you have there on your website that I noticed is called The Making of Grace. What went into that title?
Okay, that I wrote last year. That is my husband's and my autobiography. And that covers my healing journey from a different angle and my husband's healing journey. It's basically a story of how God brought two broken people together and then walked them through to healing. And then it talks about the starting of our ministry, the first book coming out, and the absolute obedience God required of me to keep going from step to step to step.
So there you were, all right, and your husband is, you were married to him, I assume, at the time that
yes,
you lost your father and you lost your brother. And
That's right.
He sees you going into this deep depression, and he sees you start to ignite this relationship with Christ. Where was he spiritually at that point?
He was very angry at God at that point. His way of dealing with things was to get angry at God. So God had to take him through a lot of physical ailments where he dealt with him and his anger and the flashbacks into his childhood. And it took many years for him because he would only work on it when there was a crisis. Whereas for me,
like any other man,
that's right.
Okay.
For me, like,
you know, we do like the sand to put our heads in until it's absolutely necessary.
Isn't that the truth?
To deal with some of these issues. So, how did you love him well through that, Grace?
Not very well. We didn't love each other.
You didn't
very
show
well
him grace? Grace, Grace, come on now.
Well, Grace didn't have a capital G at that time.
Okay.
So, actually, we almost ended up in divorce during that time because we were very codependent and dysfunctional. And when I could no longer be what he married, then he became angry at me because I could no longer meet his needs the way he wanted them met. And, of course, he then wasn't meeting my needs because he was angry because of the whole situation. And then we had three young children that we were trying to raise at the same time. So we came very close to just walking away from our marriage. But God, in his mercy, brought healing to our marriage as well and restored it.
All right, because undoubtedly, as I'm listening, you know, when it got painful enough, your husband decided to do something. You know, like yes. Like me, when my marriage gets painful enough, I turn to actually other resources outside myself to go. And there he found himself in a similar situation with God, but God had orchestrated it really.
Yeah.
To bring about, and then how wonderful, you know, because I think about my own marriage, Grace, and honestly, the struggles, and how many times we were up close to that, and you know, my wife's grace for me actually, and I think I get to share my kids still, right? I get to share my grandkids. I get to share with, you know, the love of my life, so to speak. And that's a real treasure that he saved for you, didn't he?
He did. You know, I look at women now, like we're working with a few women. They are so broken. They have no relationship. They're living in tiny little quarters because they can't afford anything more. And I think that could have been me.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I see plenty of men out there that are living alone, and you know, it's awkward for them to see their kids, and there's a lot of struggle. And I don't say that for anybody to feel any shame that may be there, because obviously God's got plans for all of us to redeem us from all that. But I say that for people who are sitting on the edge of this going, wow, please think through the decisions that you're making and think how you can turn that broken place towards God, and he's going to provide healing. And one of the ways he's doing that, obviously, is through your book series.
Yes. We get all kinds of emails, people saying, you know, this should be in every church, it should be in every store, and it's the healing that, you know, I've been looking for. And I had one woman write me. I had met her at a book signing in Chapters, and she came up to me right away and started pouring out her story, and then a month later, I get an email from her that said, I was very suicidal that day. I was on antidepressants, and I just want to tell you that finally I found medication that works, and that is putting my name in the scriptures that you have in your book.
Amen.
Wow, and I think of that too, Rob, as we've interviewed so many people over the years at the Rescue Mission. How many of those guys were either at suicide, attempted suicide, tried suicide? That's often...
That was me. I mean, that's where I was, and mm-hmm. you know, through God's grace, and I use the word grace just so you know, Grace. And through God's grace, he showed me a way out, and I followed it, and I'm going to continue following it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that is an interesting or horrible pattern to some extent that, you know, where Satan really gets a lot of folks is right to that point of such despair that they don't see any other way. And then God opened up a light, and there she was standing at your door. And in Rob's case, he heard about a rescue mission.
Yep.
So when we come back, we got more coming from Rob and Grace. And, of course, you're always welcome to call in with your story, 866-348-7884. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we got two poster children of that today. We have Grace Gale, who is an author, speaker. She's written lots of different books. Really amazing how God has taken her story of brokenness and using it to build the kingdom. And Rob Hilmer, who is with Winston-Salem Rescue Mission here in Winston-Salem. And I know you may be listening today in Richmond, or you may be listening in Raleigh, and you're going, what does this have to do with me? Well, every single city that we have a signal in that I'm aware of has a rescue mission. I visited the one in Charlotte. I visited the one in Richmond. I've visited the one in Durham and the one in Raleigh. And so, you know, each of them have similar programs. And one of the things I just think is a real treat to take your family on if you're thinking, what can we do this weekend or next weekend? Or we want to go on a family adventure to see something. You want to see something, go on a tour to a rescue mission. Because when you go on that tour, your family is going to see Jesus at work.
Absolutely.
And he is going to work wonders in seeing. And one of the things that always touches my heart is what impact you walking in there, you that are listening to me right now, you walk into a rescue mission and every guy that's there that's desperate, that has isolated himself, that thinks that nobody cares about him, sees somebody that must care.
Yep.
And everybody that you see coming in, right, realizing that they're donors and all that stuff, every one of those things impacts all the people in the mission for hope, right?
Absolutely. You know, the churches that come in, everybody that comes to that mission impacts the guys there. And it's all positive.
Right. And you may be in Yadkin County today and you're thinking, what have we got? Well, you have Alpha Acres.
We do.
Yep. You have Alpha Acres right out there, and they would love to give you a tour out there. The truth is that God is at work in all these different places. And, you know, to take your family into one of those, really, when I took my family on several different tours like this through the, they all got connected and realized, you know, that God's at work in a lot of people when they get to that place, which gets me to another point as I was thinking about your story, Grace, that you were a Christian when this all started happening to you, right?
Yes, I was in ministry.
Right.
Wow.
And so because you know Christ and because you're essentially saved and you're going to spend eternity with Jesus gives you not even close to healing that's available in Christ. But it's through your whole matured process that God keeps making you more and more ready for the kingdom, right, Grace?
That's right. And he enables us to bring others along with us as we mature.
Just like you talked about all these people in the Bible, take King David, right? I mean, there he was. He wrote the 23rd Psalm, all this stuff before Bathsheba, right? Before Absalom.
Right.
And all these things happened. He found himself in a place where God was coming after him to make him a better king for eternity all the way through his journey and to essentially give him grace. I mean, think about it. When I think of the word grace and I think King David, you know, there he was. And look at the 51st Psalm. Look down in there where he says, restore to me the joy of my salvation. That's what he did for you. Right, Grace?
Yes, he did. I was too at a point of having suicidal thoughts. And I thought my life was over. I was 36 at the time. And even though I had three small children, I just didn't think I had anything to give them.
Wow.
And then God just took and just gradually healed. It took 5 years for me to walk through that journey. And a lot of us want to be healed overnight. It doesn't work that way.
No,
God
it does not.
God very heals emotional wounds instantly.
Nope.
Because if we did, we wouldn't have compassion for others that had to struggle along the journey.
That is wonderful insight.
That struggling is what transforms us. And one of my struggles was, God, you really love me. Yeah, I know you died for me, but do you really love me as an individual? Because I know you died for the whole world. And it was that insight that transformed my life.
So what verse do you have your name inserted for that one?
Oh, my goodness. I have so many.
I bet you do, but just throw the one that shows out there first.
Okay, well, let me give you an example of a very common verse. For I know the plans I have for you, Grace. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you grace, hope, and a future. Just the fact that he had plans for my life showed that he was interested in me as an individual, like, because everybody's life goes a different course. So the very fact that he had planned my life out on a daily basis and all the circumstances I was going to come up against, he even planned all the hurts and the wounds because he had a future for me, and he had to transform me into the shape of my future. So he had to take me from where I was and bring me through all these valleys and storms so that I'm being shaped and molded so that I could have that future he wanted me to have.
That is so awesome. So if I took just John 3:16 and said, "For God so loved Robbie."
That's my favorite verse, John 3:16.
"For God so loved Robbie that he, you know, gave his only begotten son that that Robbie would have eternal life." But the one that really changed my whole thought on grace, I got to tell you, and I had actually inserted my name in it, and I didn't know anything about your book. But in Isaiah 61, near, you know, after the beginning of the first verse, in fact, Jesus quoted, you know, that particular part of Isaiah 61, "I've came to heal up the brokenhearted and set the captives free." But where I inserted my own name was where he came to declare the year that Robbie was his favorite.
Wow.
And that meant immense things to me. When you say, "I declare that this is the year of the Lord's favor," which is the way that it's translated in a lot of places, that sounds cool, but it does not sound near as cool as, "This is the year that Robbie's my favorite." And I realize that Rob's his favorite and Grace is his favorite too, but the fact that I'm his favorite is really impressive to me. And so I love your idea, because I know how that changed my view of grace, just inserting, you know, that into that particular scripture, which I call the RSV, the Robbie Standard Version.
There you go. I got to get a copy of that.
But Rob, have you had a similar experience?
Yeah. What's amazing to me is, and I'm not a big, I can't quote a lot of scripture and that stuff, but what's amazing to me is what has transpired in the past 2 years of my life. And, you know, 2 years ago when I just said, "Okay, God, I'm going to give this to you and we're going to see where you take me," and the doors that have opened and the amazing things that have happened to me and the friends I've developed and working for the mission and something I have a passion about, is just 2 years ago, I couldn't never have foreseen any of this. I mean, 2 years ago, it constantly amazes me. I wake up in the morning going, "How did I get here?" And I know how I got there, because I chose to follow God. I chose to follow those footsteps and let him lead me. You know, for 50 some years, I let Rob lead me, and it didn't work out too well. So now I let God lead me, and I don't make any decisions unless I pray about it. And it's just amazing what has happened to me in the past 2 years. So,
but I love, there's a little nugget that you gave in there, your friends. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody I've known that graduated from the Rescue Mission, they come out with a community. They went in totally insulated and isolated. They come out connected.
Yeah.
Not just to Christ, but connected to the body.
The guys in the mission who I'm connected with, and I've met some friends through my church, and, you know, we went and had breakfast a couple weeks ago. There's 8 of us, and just sat around and had breakfast, and it's just incredible, that friendship and where that has come from and where that's going. And they're all there for me if I need them. So it's just following God has been the right move. I wish I would have done it 30 years ago, but God has his own battle, his own plan too. He knows what he's going to do with you.
I think, you know, there's so many, wisdom cries out in the streets, and it's also crying out on the internet, I'm just telling you. And so you can go to wsrescue.com or you can go to kingdompursuits.com and find the links for things that they got going on, because they have a 5K race coming on. They got a banquet going on in the fall. They got graduation in September and all these different things. As you connect to the Rescue Mission, I can assure you, you're going to be connecting to a place where brokenness is finding healing through Christ. And the same thing, wisdom is crying out through grace at Kingdom Pursuits, right? From healing our brokenness. Your website, Grace?
Yes, healingourbrokenness.com.
And all those books that are out there and available for people as well. Tell us again about the series.
Okay, so I took my original book and I divided the chapters into like books. So it starts off facing the darkness. So that actually is my growing up years and all the hurts I endured various types of abuse and neglect.
I hate that music's coming on because we've run out of time. But again, if you go to kingdompursuits.com, you're going to see Healing Our Brokenness with Grace, and it'll take you right to her bookstore, where it'll explain all those books, which will take you right through the journey of a lot of the healing that will be there for you, as well as rescue mission and what all's going on there. But wow, I am so grateful that you listened to us today. So grateful for what God's doing in your life and your healing of brokenness. So you may want to come on Kingdom Pursuits. I'd love to hear from you. My web email address is right there at kingdompursuits.com. Now, thank you for listening so much. And just for listening to the Truth Network, you got so much truth coming at you. The Masculine Journey starts here now, followed by Disciple Magazine. God bless.